The civil service exam determines who will become a police officer and who within the ranks will be promoted to sergeant, lieutenant, and captain. That's the law. But at his press conference, Commissioner Davis, who has promoted officers of color, but has also been criticized for not promoting enough, says the civil service law should be changed.
But we are swimming upstream against the law here in Massachusetts. And I would recommend that the media and that all of the people in this organization, especially whoever succeeds me in this position, keep diversity high on the list of priorities and continue the work that I've tried to move forward here by changing the law and making sure that this police department is reflective of the community that it serves.
Police Superintendent William Gross agrees. Gross is the night commander of the Boston Police Department, one of the few African-Americans in a leadership position with the BPD.
Boston is a great melting pot. It's the best place in the world to learn from different cultures and see what each culture has to offer to, together, increase the quality of life and enhance the quality of life in Boston. So diversity definitely means a lot.
Gross says that the problem with the civil service exam is that it does not measure street smarts.
You read material, you remember it, and then you take a written exam. How can you measure merit by pen and paper unless it's meritorious when somebody's writing about you? But exam process, you can't measure that. There's great leaders, and you can pick that without an exam process.
Gross credits Commissioner Davis with promoting him and other officers of color, but says the civil service exam system is outmoded and has left the upper ranks of the BPD nearly empty of blacks, Latinos, Asians, and women. Commissioner Davis leaves the department with white males occupying all 21 district captain and temporary captain positions and 42 of the 48 lieutenants. The greatest beneficiaries of affirmative action within the Boston Police Department at the moment are not officers of color, but military veterans. A military veteran with a passing test score of 70 is weighed over and above a non-veteran score of 100, no matter the non-veteran's color, ethnicity, or gender. But Ed Davis says whoever succeeds him will need to work hard to make the character and color of the Boston Police Department reflect the changing demographics of the city. Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.